Hi, Michael. How are you?
All right, what do I got to do?
Okay, so real quick, I know we had talked about there was two different, we were talking about two different verticals. So we talked about the HVAC one, and then we talked about the general contractor. So which is the one that you're going to want to be found for?
Well, I actually want to be found for both of them, but we'll go with HVAC at the moment.
Okay. Now, for the HVAC, I just want to clarify with you, they're going to require the background check. They're going to require the general liability insurance, whatever your state requires. And the other, the license that they're requiring, let me go back here, is the, where did it go? It's going to be the South Carolina State Group 4 Mechanical Contractors License.
Got that.
Is that the one you carry? Okay, perfect. All right, so okay. Let's go. Oh, I'm sorry?
Yeah, why do they want the big one?
It's Google.
That's what I got.
This is what Google requires, yeah. And it's Google's requirements. Not anything that we're implementing, it's what Google's requiring. Okay?
Okay, so
what's your last name, Michael? I'm sorry?
H-O-L-T.
Okay. And then I currently see the phone number listed as the 843-766-7777, correct?
Roger that.
Okay. And then the business name, I show it reading as Liberty Plumbing Services.
Are they going to want the legal name?
No, when you're filling out the application, that's when you're going to put in exactly like what is, so for example, the address that's associated with the business license and the business insurance, is that the 3865 Savannah Highway address that's associated with the business? Okay, what address is it?
014 OLD Jackson Borough Code. That's Ravenet 9470.
Okay. When you're feeling, we'll go over the address again because it totally sounded muffled. I couldn't hear anything but hold. When you're filling out that application, you want to make sure that your addresses are matching with what's on your documents. Okay. So
601.
Okay.
6014.
Mm-hmm.
OLD.
Okay.
Jacksonboro, JACKSONBORO. Road. Ravenel, RAVENEL. That's, South Carolina, 29470.
29470. Okay. All right. And then the best email I have for you is going to be the Liberty Mechanical Services LLC at gmail.com. That's right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, what's going to happen, so when we had originally talked, that pricing, we're honoring it, but I'm also letting you know that once you get approved by Google, it's going to take about 4 to 8 weeks for the approval. There is a chance that they're going to let us, well, they'll actually let us know if you're eligible for maximum lead paying, like a higher lead, right? What that means is that you have the ability to either pay the double cost of the lead, the triple the cost, and this is kind of like a bidding system, which can actually get you closer to the top of the search results for the Google guarantee. So I want to make you aware of that, because originally the price that I gave you was the prices then, and the prices have changed. So there might be a slight change in the price, just so you know, but we would always let you know ahead of time, okay? During your client interview that I'm going to set up for you, Michael, I want to also make sure that that client interview, when it's conducted, that you already got that application filled out. So we'll schedule that at a convenient time for you. Okay. And then let me just go here. Now, your last name is Holt, you said, H-O-L-T. Did I hear that correctly?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure. Okay. And then, let's see here. Where did you PIN verify the address? When you originally PIN verified it, do you remember?
No, I do not.
Okay. No worries. And then, let's see. Let me go back to, I saw your Google profile here. Okay. Now, the billing, the card on, the name that's on the card, excuse me, is it your name? Does it have the business name too? What's the name on the card?
Michael J. Holt, and hold on a second. Let's see what this says. It says, Liberty Plumbing and HVAC.
Liberty Plumbing and HVAC. How's the plumbing part of it going?
Pretty much the same as the HVAC, but since it's cold, it's getting out over here.
Yeah.
HVAC better. Yeah.
Right? I was going to say, I know it's getting starting to get cold out here in California, too, but it's like, well, cold for us is 60s, but then all of a sudden it jumps to like the 80s during the day. It's like ridiculous.
Yeah.
What's the billing address for that card?
Same. 6014 Old Jacksonboro Road.
Okay, same address. Okay, perfect.
Yep.
Let me just put that here. Did you at one time have like a address that was on Savannah Road or something? Because I saw that come up somewhere
about,
on a listing.
About 3 or 4 years.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Except they wanted $5,000 a month.
Oh, no way. Really?
Triple net.
Wow.
Yeah, and it was triple net lease, so they wanted me to pay the taxes, too.
Oh, wow.
So I said, no.
I'm okay. I'm good.
Yeah,
yeah, for sure.
I'll go back to my old shop, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so they wanted to be...
$100,000.
Oh, my. Yeah. That's a lot of money.
Well, $100,000 a year, and I don't own the building. So,
oh, my gosh.
So.
Yeah, you're like, never mind. Who are you making rich, them or you?
Yeah, that bastard, eh?
Right? Okay, let me just update the address on this end. 29470. Okay. I want to put a security question on your account here with us. You could either choose for it to be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name. What would you like for your security question?
I always put my mom's maiden name.
Okay. And what was Mama's maiden name?
C-L-A-U-S-E-N.
Okay. Now, the reason we put the security question is if at any time someone calls you claiming their local splash, even when we call you, always ask what your security question is. Okay? It's just for your protection. If they hang up on you, you know it's not us. Is this a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
And what's the card number when you're ready?
Hang on a second.
Okay, no worries.
It is 4891.
Uh-huh.
4500.
Okay.
0221.
Uh-huh.
1879.
Expiration month and year?
I think that thing says, one second.
Okay.
Hang on, let me get my glasses. Shit.
No worries, take your time.
Twelve of 26? Hang on
okay.
A second, I think it says 26. Yeah, it says 26.
Okay. And do you see what the CVV code is on the back?
Yeah, that's a lot easier. 536.
I'll tell you, mine isn't, and that tells you I use mine a lot. Sometimes I have to take the Sharpie marker.
The front's all screwed up on mine, yeah.
My husband's like, you can't even read your CVV code, Nadine. What's going on? I'm all, I know. He's all using it a little much. So the only thing we're charging you right now is just the application fee, okay, $250. I'm going to, afterwards, you're going to be getting shortly your receipt. It's going to be sent to your email. We're also going to send it to you in a text message. And then I'm going to also text you the application. I'm going to email you the application as well. So the application is going to ask you to upload, it's called the Certificate of Liability Insurance. It's the accord. We just need just that one document uploaded. Okay, and it'll give you the example. And then it's going to ask you to also upload the license as well. Okay, now we're going to schedule your client interview. So the client interview, like, when do you think you might have your application done? Do you think you might get it done over the weekend?
I'll do it tonight, yeah.
Oh, perfect. So then how does your schedule look for, like, for Monday? So the client interview onboarding, that only takes about 30 minutes. Basically, the technician's going to make sure we got your application, everything's filled out. And then remember, we're going to also let you know, once we know who's going to run the background check, because Google chooses to use two different companies, Pinkerton and Evident ID. Once we know who's running the background check, we'll give you the heads up because it's on real time. That means that one of them might ask you, send us a front and back photo of your driver's license because they're verifying it's you. You got, I believe it's like 24 hours before the link expires, and then we have to trigger it again. The other one might ask you to enter all your information again, like name, you know, birthday, social, because they're, again, they're verifying it's you that they're running the background check on. So how does Monday look for you for your onboarding?
You
let me
know
what time, and I can let you know. Are Mondays pretty crazy? Or do you prefer like a Tuesday?
Yeah, I'm thinking maybe Tuesday or Wednesday. Yeah.
Okay. Will you let me know what day?
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay, let's take
a
look.
I'll email you tonight when I get back. I can tell you when it's going to be. It's probably going to be Tuesday.
Oh, that'll
Wednesday.
Be perfect. Yeah, if you email me, I am this way. I can then look at the calendar because, again, I mean, I know sometimes our schedules are hectic, right? On Mondays, especially. So I don't want to do it on a date that you're just going to be bombarded. So let me do this.
Yeah, Mondays and Fridays are usually pretty screwy.
Yeah, I hear you. Right? I know. You're driving right
yeah.
now? It sounds so quiet. You
right.
must have a good headset.
Yeah. No, I'm actually stopped at a lot.
Oh, my Lord Jesus. Okay, let me hurry up and get you through this. Okay, let me do this. I'm over here chit-chatting with you like we got all day, right? Okay, let me send this receipt. You're like, come on, Nadine, get it moving here. It's okay, Michael. I know you love talking
right.
to me anyways.
Well, you tell me the damn truth, and that's why I called you. I didn't call no fucking everybody else. I said, oh, shit, I need to call her. So for the last 2 days, I've been trying to find your number. I said,
oh,
okay,
my gosh.
I get up at 5 o'clock. It's way early over there. So I said, you know, just email and call me whenever you can.
Oh, let me read the card number back to you because we might have an expiration date wrong or something.
I don't
you
think
wanna
so.
You want to double check? Okay. Read the card number back to me because it masked it all out and it only shows me 1879.
4891.
4891.
4500.
4500.
0221.
0221.
1879.
And then expires December of the year 26. 536 are the last three on the back, correct?
No, it said 1026.
1026. See, there it was.
Yeah.
I didn't have my coffee. I've only had like one sip this morning, but it's okay. I know you'll forgive me.
And then 536.
Yes. You're like, Nadine. You're like, no, it's not expired. And I'm like, but it came back expired.
Hell no, because I'd lose this son of a bitch every 6 months and then just 2 weeks.
Are you serious?
So screw you. Yeah, I changed.
Oh my
gosh. Changed banks. I only do deposits into that piece of shit. The other bank that I use is Navy Federal Credit. One of the the Navy bank. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Oh wow. Okay.
Shit. So that went through, didn't it?
Yes, it did. Okay, so you should have gotten a receipt come through. It'll say initial invoice.
Yep.
I need you to open it up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay?
Oh, shit.
And then take your time.
Hang on.
You got it.
Where did it go through? Oh, on my other, oh, that's then.
It went to your phone and it also went to your email. We send it to both.
All right, so what do you want me to say?
Okay. So when you're looking at it, right, I need you to click where it says, please click here to accept your subscription terms.
Hang on a second. I got to do some stuff.
Okay. It's okay. No worries. Take your time.
Yeah, because I'm fucking driving again. Okay.
Okay.
What am I supposed to do?
When you open it up, it'll say, Dear Michael, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Copy of your invoice is located below this email. Please click here to accept your subscription terms. It's like the last sentence towards the bottom. Click on that.
All right.
Now it's taking you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. You'll go to the bottom and you're going to see your phone number where it says mobile phone and it has your phone number listed there. And then there's these two little boxes underneath of it. You're going to click on both of them. The first box says I agree to receive text messages sent to my phone. The other one says I certify that I'm the authorized user and signer of the credit card and that all the information is true and correct. You're saying it's your name on the card that you provided for the payment. And then at the bottom where it says sign, you're just going to type your name as the Reese there. Michael space J, no period, space, and then hold.
You know I'm fucking driving, right?
I do. So even if you don't do it now, I'm walking you through it. Okay? I want you to be safe while you're driving. Just FYI. Now, also keep in mind that once you do that, you're just going to click confirm signature. And then it will take you to a page that will ask you to enter username and password there. When you get there, you're done. What that just means is in 5 to 7 days, we're going to send you, that's what we call your reporting system. So in 5 to 7 days, we're going to send you that link with the username and a password so that you can track your results as well. Okay? Now, I'm just going to start sending you your application. All right? So let me get that sent over to you. And I let the team know that we had originally talked about the rate prior because when we talked before, Google changed the prices again. So you're aware that there's going to be a slight increase, okay? And then once we know, like if Google tells us, yes, he's eligible for max bidding on the leads, then they'll let you know before because once you get verified and approved with the Google guaranteed, then we will actually, the team will call you, Michael, and let you know that you've been approved. When do you want us to turn on the leads? Okay? And then that's when they would let you know if you qualify for the max bidding. Okay? And that helps you get closer to the top. It doesn't give you the number one spot, but it will get you closer to the top. So let me do this. I'm going to send you the application. I'm going to send it both to your email. And I'm also going to send it to you in a text message. Now, there is a part on there. It's going to ask you about employees, right? It's going to ask you how many business owners. You're going to put one, right, because you're the only business owner. Now, when it asks you about employees, I'm going to suggest that you put zero, okay, unless if you have employees that are face-to-face doing bidding, okay, exchanging money with your clients, and if you trust that they'll pass the background check, okay, and that there won't be no hiccups, then, yeah, include them. Do you have anyone, like an employee, that helps you in that way?
Oh, listen to what I'm about to tell you. I'm trying to click these two little boxes, but my finger's too fat, and it's not clicking the boxes.
Then what I would suggest is do it when you get home from your it could be because you're driving, too. I would just do it from your desktop, you know, once you get home tonight.
Okay.
At least you know how to do it, right? Okay.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh, you're killing me here. Okay. So what I would suggest, like I was telling you, on the application, just put zero. Because if you put one or two, they're going to want all the information on those employees as well. Okay?
Right.
Okay. Now, the next thing here is going to also ask you, like, what's your minimum monthly budget? That's going to be the $557, and I'm putting that also in your email so that way you have it in there, too, on your application. And then what else? So let me send this application to you. Well, yeah, it'd be nice, Nadine, if you put the email address on there. Good Lord. Okay. And we're going to go over a couple of notes. These are just some basic notes for my tech so that they know where to start from. Okay? So let me just go here, and then we'll be done. I probably only need, if that, even 5 minutes. All right. So this is for the HVAC. Now, I wanted to ask you, I'm going to go over a list on the HVAC. You let me know if any of these do not apply. Say no, because if there's something under the HVAC that doesn't apply to you, and let's say someone called you for that part of that service and you don't do it and you don't accept that job, that is considered an unqualified lead. So there's AC maintenance, install and repair AC, clean duct and vents. Do you do that?
No.
Okay.
No, no, no.
Okay, so let me put... No, clean ducts and vents. What about installing the ducts or vents? Do you install them?
Yeah.
Okay. Heating maintenance. Install heating system and repair heating system.
Oh, yeah.
HVAC maintenance. Repair HVAC. Install and repair thermostat, ductless heating and AC service.
Yep.
Okay, so the only one you don't do is clean ducts and vents. Perfect. And then what are your hours of operation, Michael?
We work from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock.
Is that Monday through Friday?
7 days a week.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so Monday through Sunday. Wow, you're a go-getter.
Yep.
You're like, yeah, when you got bills to pay, right?
Yeah, you know, if you got bills and you don't have no money, shit.
Yeah. And then does client... Right. Now, you've never signed up for Google Guaranteed with anybody, right? You've never gone through that process with anyone?
Nobody.
Okay.
Just you.
Okay. And then let's see here. Does the client have existing Google reviews? Yes. Is client willing to go through the background check? Yes. Is client aware that the companies are Pinkerton or Evident ID? Yes. Okay.
Background checks. I got a concealed weapons permit. Hello.
Okay. Well, there you go. Right. And then.
3 months.
Yeah, you know what? I told my brother-in-law's a sheriff, and he's been trying to get me to go, like, to, he told me, I'm going to teach you, and you're going to try 3 different ones to see which one you like holding best. He goes, and then once you get the one that you feel is the better fit for you, it's always good to try 3. He goes, then we'll take you to go purchase some, and I suggest you purchase 3. I'm like, okay. Whatever that
was.
Yeah.
There you go.
So he's trying to get his sister and myself and some of the girls together so he can go. My husband's all, it's not that hard, and I'm all, okay, but I still want to be safe. That's all I need is to blow your head off. You know?
Hey, at the South, that's what we love. We love our women, we love our children, and we love our guns.
Yeah. Now, it's, and then I'm putting on here, yes, you're willing to go through the background check. Yes, you have a license or identification that you will provide for the background check. And then is a client aware? Yes, on the background check here. It's just a lot of redundant questions. And then does the client have a specific industry license? So So what I'm putting on here, that the one that you carry is the South Carolina State Group Mechanical Contractor's License. That's what I'm putting on here. And then...
Yep, that's what I got.
All right. Let me just notate that so that way they know, yes, he's got the specific industry license. And then I have, yes, let's see. Oh, that's what I wanted to check out here just to make sure that I did see your website. I just looked at it a few minutes ago. Who's managing your website or your Google profile page now? The one that you currently have. And that one,
Engage.
Is it under, okay, is that one under a different phone number? An 843-724-6982?
No, that's not my website. No.
Well, this one's a Google profile page.
Well, I don't know who the hell that is.
Interesting. Hold on.
That's probably a phone number from about 20 damn years ago. At least 15 years ago.
So you have someone that's managing your Google profile page, right?
No, I don't. I got a website.
So you don't even have a Google profile page?
I don't think so.
Okay. Damn. All right. Here's the thing. You need to have a Google. I thought that was your Google profile page. Okay. So we need to have a Google profile page for you. We have to create one, and we got to get you 5 reviews on there. Wait a minute. Hold on. Give me a second.
Okay. Hey, I got Google reviews. But
yes,
my,
you do. I found it. Okay, I found it. Thank goodness, because I was like, for a minute there, I'm going to tell you, I was freaking out right now because I'm like, I know he had a Google review. I found it. You got 8 of them. Okay, you're perfect. We're good. I copy notes everywhere, so I make sure I got everything. Okay. Oh, I was like, wait a minute, what is going on? I know he had, okay, we're good. You're like, Nadine, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Giving me a heart attack over here? Okay, awesome. All right, so I'm just sending you the application now through your text message, and then you'll have it shortly in your email as well, and I'll put what your minimum monthly budget is in there because it'll ask you for it in case it slips your mind. Okay, so your homework is I need you to fill out that application, and then you're going to message me or email me tonight, you said, to let me know what day to set up your client interview?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. And then just make sure to sign your receipt and then save your receipt for your tax purposes, okay? I want to welcome you to our local Splash family, Michael. I'm super excited for you. I'm so glad that we're always in contact and able to touch base. You're going to love this program, I'm telling you. Yeah, you're going to love it.
Okay. Yeah, but you say it's going to take 8 weeks. I was like, oh,
it's going to take, yeah, it'll take, we always give the timeline 4 to 8 weeks. I'm not going to lie. I've seen where before it's happened like in 4 weeks. But again, it's 4 to 8 weeks. It's also going to depend how quickly you fill out your application, how fast you respond to the background check, and just communication with us, you know. So we'll update you. I mean, sometimes it could happen sooner, but we're always going to give that timeline. Now, remember, your leads will not be turned on until they call you to let you know you've been approved, okay? And then to see when you want the leads turned on, and then they'll let you know, hey, Google says you're eligible for the max bidding on your leads, right? And then, remember, you can pause them off and on when you need to. So you're going to have a team that's dedicated to your account. And I'm going to also send you as well the phone number to our client support department. So whenever you have updates, changes, questions, or even concerns regarding your account, that's when you would contact our customer service department. So there's going to be a team that's going to be dedicated to your account. I'm also going to send you my number again too, Michael, just so that way you have it too for your record. Okay? So I'll text it to you again. All right, my dear. Well, I hope you have a fabulous and blessed weekend.
You too.
Thank you. Let me know if you get stuck or anything. I mean, even if it's over the weekend, on Monday, like, I'll get my emails. So even if you're stuck on any of those questions, but I'll tell you that the application is pretty simple. You just want to make sure your address matches and your certificate of liability insurance that you're uploading, that those addresses all match with what you're putting on the application. Okay?
Perfect. All
right. You have a great day. Drive safely.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.